USA News, I'm John Schaefer. During Donald Trump's hush money trial, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. Friday, on the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." According to Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, Russia's war on Ukraine is expected to continue for the foreseeable future.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
She added that Russian President Vladimir Putin believes both domestic and international trends favor him. In response, the U.S. has provided substantial military support to Ukraine for its defense and recently approved over $60 billion in aid. An NYPD sergeant is being sent for retraining after accidentally firing his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University. Officials report no injuries in the incident, which occurred on Tuesday, as the sergeant attempted to enter a locked office in Hamilton Hall. Officers in riot gear were clearing out violent protesters who had forcibly taken over the building. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reported that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing on April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip approximately 60 miles south of Tijuana, an area known for cartel activity. And may the Force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. This unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate in a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used the chemical weapon chlorpicrin against Ukrainian troops. It was one of the chemicals used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine has blamed Russia for using chemicals in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries grinds on. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's Supreme Court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After the bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in Arizona Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar is expected to face indictment by the Justice Department. The specific details of the indictment remain unclear. Cuellar's home and CAM 8 office in Laredo, Texas, were raided in 2022 as part of an investigation into Azerbaijan and a group of businessmen linked to that country. However, it is not certain if this indictment is related to that investigation. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.